Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of August, recording at 9:24 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Quiet stock markets, really. One of the better gains in Asia was the Hang Seng Index, up 408 points, or 1.94%. Nothing too much in the European markets, although they were weak earlier on and mostly closed unchanged or modest gains. And Wall Street carved out some modest gains in here today. Long-dated government bond prices were somewhat firmer in the U.S., slightly firmer in the U.S., slightly weaker in Europe. And the dollar had a little wobble in here today, but closed well off its lows. The euro is rallied up to 147.32. And commodity markets, a bit firmer in here generally. Crude oil's up a couple of dollars. And gold is a bit steadier, 8.27, again off the highs. Industrial metals are mostly firmer, grains and beans slightly firmer as well. Okay, what's going on here overall? Well, in stock markets, it's the same old story. There's plenty of fear, anxiety. But you know what? Given all the bad news, it's really perhaps somewhat surprising to see that an index like the S&P is still, S&P 500, that is still hovering right near its January reaction lows. And here we are, 8 months later. And we haven't seen, given all the batterings that the market has received in terms of financial disaster stories in the West, slower global GDP growth, the oil price spike, and so on. Markets are still holding on here, but I don't want to read absence of big downside as indication of big upside, because as we know, we still have overall downward trends. The long-term moving averages are heading down, and it's hard to see an obvious catalyst. It always is until it stares us in the face to lift markets significantly. I prefer just to watch, take it in here, and wait for developments. For instance, I posted or will post this evening a report from the Riverfront Group saying that they think the technical rally that began in the middle of July is over. Well, it certainly rolled over. It certainly lost upside momentum. But if it's going to continue, we need to see closes by the S&P and a number of other leading indices above this month's earlier highs. So it's for the bulls to prove, in other words. I don't think that the factors are going to change a whole lot anytime soon. I am looking, though, for a gradual shift away from emphasis on fighting inflation to switching back towards stimulating GDP growth a bit, but that will probably be gradualist as it occurs. Now, that's pretty much it on stock markets. I know it's sort of boring to repeat the refrain that it's probably too late to sell, and in terms of buying, I would only do so judiciously, gradually, incrementally, on weakness rather than pay up. I am interested to see the firmer tone in commodities, though. That does remind us that the super cycle is still out there. And I see this as no more than a good long lull in the super cycle. What's a good long lull? Well, depending on which commodity we're talking about and the slowdown that we've seen, 2 or 3 years, given the extent of the spike that we saw on the upside in crude oil prices, I wouldn't expect that to be repeated anytime soon. And if crude oil is near current levels, let alone lower, as it may well be in a year or two's time. I think that would be quite favorable news for global stock markets and the global economy. The mining shares have had a good week and a bit in here, and they've broken those medium-term downtrends that they commenced around May. So, long-dated government bonds. Also, this is interesting. I talked yesterday a little bit about some of the big concerns have not materialized as crises. One of them was a spike in long-dated government bond yields. Not only have they not spiked, they're actually coming down. And they're coming down, of course, because stock markets are, or bond markets rather, are discounting a further slowdown in GDP growth and a decline in inflation. I think they're right on both those points. And that's ultimately good news for equities, because yields will be driven down to levels which are just unjustifiable beyond the short term, and then some of that money will flow back towards equities. And there is a lot of money on the sidelines in money market mutual funds. That is future fuel for the next stock market rally, but in this environment, people are happy to just keep that money in the money market funds. And that's understandable. Another crisis that has not emerged. A lot of people were very, very concerned, including myself, that there was a risk that the dollar was going to get another spike on the downside. But it certainly hasn't. And as a matter of fact, it staged the biggest rally in many a month. That looks a little overextended. And I don't feel that the fundamental underpinnings are really there for a major dollar recovery. But the point I was really wanting to make is that that was a major concern, a fear, which has not materialized. So, again, though, I'll emphasize that markets are in downward trends. The upside is for the bulls to prove, and we would need to see closes by the S&P, preferably also the S&P banking sector and some other leading indices such as DAX in the West, and some of the Asian indices, which have underperformed here recently, except for Vietnam, world's strongest stock market, up 50% off its low. India hasn't done too badly, but we need to see some of these leading markets take out their highs that we saw earlier this month to indicate that technical rally was going to resume. I won't prejudge it. If it happens, I'll know what it means, and so will you. And if it doesn't, the lows will certainly be retested. So that's pretty much where we stand, I think, in these stock markets. And in terms of the commodities, I mentioned yesterday that I'd had a rather bullish forecast in terms of the soybeans and the corn, and particularly the soybeans. And we want to keep an eye on those charts. The market's closed with small gains here early today, but there will be a couple of reports coming out. I think the key dates are September 12th and October 10th, and the latter one will be particularly important. But my source, one of your fellow subscribers, is expecting yields to be much lower, and estimates of yields from the USDA to be considerably lower, and that the extent of the damage is underappreciated. I have a long position in corn, and I may well open one in soybeans, but I may not as well, because I've got a week's holiday coming up in later in September, and I may not want to have any new positions, say, over that period. What else to mention here? Crude oil. I think we've probably got a trading range now that's going to be extended between roughly 110 on the downside and 120 or a little bit higher on the upside. And I think that while ever again, while crude's steady, that we can expect precious metals also to be a bit firmer. But I do eventually expect crude to move back down, following that big spike that it saw on the upside. Precious metals are cheap relative to crude oil, but I would also expect that they will need to pull back and consolidate. Those gains. In other words, we could see another test of this month's reaction lows and possibly a bit more in that precious metal sector. But you know, down around those levels that we saw earlier in the month, down around 750 or so, I think gold is really quite attractive for the long term. And if we do see a retest of those lows, I may well be nibbling myself. If we don't get a retest of the lows, it'll be because the dollar surprises the vast majority of currency traders and it comes back down rather quickly. At the moment, I don't have any strong views in here. That may be disappointing for some of you, but on the other hand, I'm sure you appreciate candor. At times, I do have very strong views, and that's when we usually when we see some very clear trends that are performing. I see plenty of trends that are just sort of meandering around, like most of these stock market trends. But the last really important trend that we could see and hovered over that looking for the ending was, of course, the price of crude oil. And I think that's pretty much it for another day, but let me just tell you that Owen is away on holiday until I think the middle of next week. He's got a small contribution for the site today. I will have a short day on Friday, but otherwise me service normal service from Fuller Money. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.